Welcome, everybody, to another edition of NFL Hard Hits. I'm your host, Eric, and my two co-hosts, Kenneth and Steve, are here with me. How are you guys?
Good.
It was an interesting week of football, and we got some news to talk about. But before we get started, I'll plug the show, plugs. This Friday, listen to us on blacktalkradio.com/everythingunscripted podcast. For the unscripted wrestling show. This week we'll be doing Settle in the Ring. It'll be Doug and versus two mystery opponents. Or one of them I think is Sean, and the other one, Clint, are you available?
No, I'll be working this Friday, so no, I'm not.
Okay. We'll find some buddy, this Friday, for Friday, listen to us, and then Saturday for the unscripted, unlimited show with me, Doug, and Daniel, where we'll be doing Big Brother tier list, house guest tier list, and then Sunday for the Scaredy Cat show with Mindy and Daniel, and then listen to us every Tuesday, it seems like every Tuesday, night at 7 p.m. for the NFL Hard Hit. And then listen to Boss Man and Smart and my every Wednesday night at 10:30-ish Eastern Time on Mr.com/DirtySheetDudes for talk about AEW and all that jazz and whatever wrestling news comes out. And we talk about WWE too, if there's any WWE news. And then listen to them on Mr.com/HollywoodHangout. Every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. When they talk about movies and TV shows and stuff like that. So, before we get started with the games, what news do we have, Clintus?
Yeah,
Henry and Ruggs.
Well, yeah, I'm not really. Henry Ruggs was charged with DUI, resulting in the death of a person after a car accident, so he's now in jail waiting to see a judge about base. No details on bail or anything like that. Also, the Rams have decided to let go of DeSean Jackson. He's now on an open market.
I can see a Tennessee grabbing. They need. He could be a good fit.
The trade rumors with Deshaun Watson leaving Houston is now in void. He's still with the Houston Texans as a trade with the Miami Dolphins go through.
Damn.
Wonder what happened.
So there was a trade in place?
Huh? Yeah, they said he had a deal in place. He was just waiting, but it did not go through. So Washington now staying with is and stuck in Houston for the rest of the year.
Wow.
The Packers release on linebacker Jalen Smith.
Jalen Smith got released again?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Sent Ingram to the Chiefs for a 6th-round pick. Linebacker, Ingram. So, yeah.
Wow. The Henry Ruggs story is tragic and sad. Prayers and thoughts and prayers to the victim in that car crash that died. Sad. Don't drink and drive. I don't know what Henry Ruggs was thinking. Obviously, he wasn't thinking. His career is likely over. Probably over. He probably won't. I don't know if he'll get jail time. They usually don't. But we'll see. Probably have a settlement. Unfortunately for the family. But, yeah, it's just a tragic story. Sean Jackson getting released. No surprise there. Jalen Smith, I think that was it. That's a bit of a surprise to me. Are you guys surprised there was no trade besides the Deshaun Watson trade that got voided?
Well, because you said the deadline, I was really just looking to see if Deshaun Watson was actually going to play this year. And the answer to that, I can see now is going to be no. So basically, he's just getting paid to stay home.
We have to remember that Von Miller got traded to the Rams.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
For a sixth round pick.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Rams got richer. How did they pull that off?
I don't know.
Because they haven't had a first round pick since Jared Goff. And they don't have one until the 2024 draft.
And they still were able to get Von Miller, a Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer. Broncos just gave him up basically nothing. And he's probably going to start this Sunday on Sunday Night Football against the depleted Tennessee Titans now. Derrick Henry, likely out for the season with a foot injury. What was it, broken foot or something?
Yeah, a foot injury.
He had surgery today, I believe. Julio Jones is still injured. So their only weapon right now is probably A.J. Brown, right? And he's just coming off an injury. Damn, Titans are falling fast, and they're playing. They have a brutal schedule coming up, don't they? Let's see. Titans. What do the Titans have? Week 9. They have the Rams. Who do they have after? They have the Rams. Saints at home. Texans, okay. The Patriots, that could be tough. Jags, Steelers. Niners, Dolphins, Texans. They don't have a brutal schedule, but it's going to be tough to win the division. They signed Adrian Peterson. Is he eligible to start this weekend?
That I don't know. I'll figure it, yeah.
So AP is back in the NFL. Coming out. Was he officially retired, or was he just a free agent?
He's just a free agent.
Okay. So he's coming off the streak and going to Tennessee, replace Derrick Henry, King Henry. That should be interesting. I think you said last night, that you think Colts are going to win that division now.
Yeah. I believe it. I think the Colts will win.
It's more so Tennessee will fall back. What do you think, Stevie?
About Tennessee.
Stevie?
You mean about Tennessee?
Yeah.
I think Tennessee, I mean, without Derrick Henry, I think their running game won't be that great. But, yeah, that's the only thing that's going to hurt them since Derrick Henry got injured.
Yeah. And then we have another injury from the Saints. Jameis Winston tore his ACL and injured his MCL, I believe. He's out for the season. I'm surprised they didn't try to trade for a quarterback, like maybe Mariota or somebody like that. So they're going
well,
to
they got,
team. Huh?
They got Taysom Hill, so.
But I think he's injured too.
Oh, he is?
I think so. They're going with Trevor Siemian.
Beat the Broncos.
Trevor Siemian. Yeah, they're going with Trevor Siemian. I'm pronouncing his name that right. What else? Was there another? Fletcher Cox almost got traded, but they didn't trade him. There was no action today for the deadline besides yesterday's Von Miller going to the Rams. That was the only big trade that happened.
That was the only huge trade.
Yeah. Any other news, guys? Can you think of?
No.
I can't think of any more news. So what game start out with?
Well, let's talk about the big upset on Thursday night.
Packers and Cardinals. The Cardinals are no more undefeated. Now, and Kyle Murray got injured in that game, too. He injured his ankle. He's questionable for Sunday with the Niners. The Packers went into Arizona in prime time and did their job. They dethroned the Cardinals. Are the Packers now the best team in the NFC? May they be?
I want to say the best team in the NFC. I still say Tampa Bay is still the team to beat. But I think now, knowing that there's only one team that gets a bye out of each conference, that number one seed is really important to whoever has it or who has home field advantage. I think it's going to come out on top to go deep in the playoffs. It's the Packers.
The Packers are the number one seed? No.
Right.
Yeah. They haven't played the Rams this year. But they played the Rams in 4 weeks. Thanksgiving weekend, they played the Rams. That game could potentially be for home field, unless if the Rams beat the Packers and the Cardinals beat the Rams again, then the Cardinals can get home field. So right now, I think it's between three teams for home field. You can't forget the Cowboys.
The Cowboys will fall apart this week.
You can't forget the damn Cowboys.
Cowboys will fall apart this week. And ask
what
them what happened.
Who did the Cowboys
play?
They played Broncos.
If the Cowboys get some road wins, they'll be okay. I mean,
right now it's between the Rams, Cardinals, and Packers for home field. Maybe the Cowboys.
Cowboys,
but I think it's going to be between those. The winner of the NFC West and Green Bay are going to be 1-2. At least I think. And the Cowboys will be 3. Oh, no,
what?
Tampa Bay will be 3.
Now the Packers can get home field.
I forgot. The Buccaneers can still be in the mix.
We can't
rule out the Buccaneers getting home field, too. Because the Packers did beat... No, they lost to the Rams. They haven't played the Packers yet, right? Did they play the Packers this year? No, they don't.
Which team are you talking about?
Packers playing the Buccaneers.
I don't know. they haven't played Tampa yet, Green Bay.
No, they don't play them this year.
Oh, they don't? Okay.
No.
I think Green Bay could get home field advantage in the playoffs, though, the way they're playing.
Yeah. And so could the Rams. The Rams are – Rams look unbeatable, too, right now. And the Cardinals are still in the mix. But the Cardinals have the edge over the Rams because they beat the Rams in L.A. So their next game's in Arizona. So it's going to be – they're still – we're in week 9 already. There's going to be – there's 9 weeks left, boys. We're halfway through the season. So right now, who, in your opinion, is the best team in the NFL, TV?
Green Bay, I would have to say, is the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that right now. Santa?
Yeah, I like Green Bay. I will say, I mean, you can't keep your eyes. I'm looking at Cincinnati, and I'm also looking at Buffalo. I'm looking at the two young teams you got to watch out for. The sneaky team is going to, like, really get you. Cincinnati and Buffalo.
Yeah. Buffalo is up there, too. Buffalo is in the top, in my top five. Or top. Cincinnati is in my top 10 right now. That Jets loss is going to be, that's going to hurt them a little bit. But you want to, any more thoughts on the Cardinals game, guys? Well, what do you think, Steve? You didn't give your thoughts.
On the Cardinals game? I thought the Cardinals played a great game against Green Bay. I mean, I knew the game was going to be close, but it's like
you couldn't pull it out at the end.
Yeah. I know. But, Aaron, I had a hunch of a feeling that Green Bay will, like, pull it out. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, he's making a case for MVP himself. Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in the NFL right now. He still is the best quarterback in the NFL. What game do you want to talk about next? Let you pick that.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about the Giants and the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah, let's talk about that one. From last night.
I know
Clint has some stuff to say.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a good thing.
You can go first.
Yeah. Okay. It's a good thing for the Chiefs that ugly wins count the same as regular wins because this one was ugly. The Chiefs' offense has been making uncharacteristic mistakes all season. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yep. Yeah. The Travis Kelsey fumble, that's unlike him.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the Super Bowl curse, but I can't understand it.
Yeah.
Well, if you ask me, I guess I want to say this. I mean, this is not Kansas City football. This is not even like a Andy Reid coach team. Turnovers they're basically giving you the leg, and that defense can't catch a cold, stop a cold. Let's put it that way. The Chiefs, you can carve up, you figure that if you're going to beat the Chiefs, you can't beat them in a high-scoring match. But now I think the Chiefs found out that a defense that will paralyze them. I mean, you got Patrick Mahomes throwing picks, just taking unnecessary risks that doesn't need to be. If you were watching the game yesterday, I think taking that sack before they kicked that go-ahead field goal was the smartest play he'd done in weeks.
Yeah. I thought Kansas City didn't look like themselves. They haven't looked like themselves all season. But as Stevie said, they got the win. It was ugly. Sometimes ugly wins always matter. I think if they get hot, which they still could because it's Kansas City and they start Patrick Mahomes, that offensive line gets it together, you never know. They just need to get in the playoffs and they could get hot like Tampa Bay did last year. Remember Tampa Bay struggled all in the beginning of the year last year? And everybody wrote them off, including myself. And when they got AB, I thought AB was, the chemistry wasn't there. But Tampa Bay found a way. They got in the playoffs and the rest is history. So all Kansas City has to do is get into the playoffs. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. Look at other sports. The Bucks got hot at the end. The Braves got to the World Series. I mean, they might finish off tonight, but who knows. But, yeah, I'm not saying Kansas City is going to win the Super Bowl this year, but you can't ride them off right now, especially because they have Patrick Mahomes. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, they could bounce back and possibly win the Super Bowl, but...
Huh?
I mean, the Chiefs could bounce back and possibly win the Super Bowl. I mean, you never know in the NFL.
Exactly. You get hot at the right moment. You never know. They win.
Yeah.
There's still 9 games left. Let's say they go... Let's say this starts to win. You never know. This could spark them. An ugly win could spark your team. I think the biggest problem with the Kansas City Chiefs is they're off the line right now, and they can't protect Patrick Mahomes, and he can't get the throws he wants to his playmakers in the Kelsey and Hill. So, and the running back. The running game. I didn't know those Kansas City Chiefs ran the ball less than the Philadelphia Eagles. I thought the Eagles were the least running team in the NFL. It happened to be the Chiefs. Do you know that, Declan?
Yeah, I kind of figured they're both like pass out happy.
Yeah, I mean, we all know Andy Reid was passed at me in Philadelphia. But at least he used Deuce and Westbrook. Until last week, Sirianni didn't use anybody. But do you want to talk about that game, Clint? I know you watched that game.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Eagles won 44-6. I don't know how, but they did. we all had them losing. No, Clint, if you had them winning, right? You changed your pick.
I changed my pick. I think if they would have lost the game, Nick Sirianni would have got fired. That's why. I mean, I would have fired you right after the game, at the press conference. I would have fired him right then. A complete embarrassment, especially the whole flowers metaphor thing. That was stupid. It's still stupid.
Yeah, somehow it worked.
But doing it, it's like they totally manhandled the Lions up front with the offensive line. Big game. Jalen Hurts had a big game on the ground. They had over 200-something yards rushing. Jalen Hurts threw the ball 14 times throughout the whole game.
Yeah.
And
what's up with that? They ran the ball more times than they did all season with Miles Sanders.
It was really bothering me, too.
Didn't they run more times in this game than Miles Sanders has all season?
Yeah.
How many times has Miles Sanders? That's sad. Miles Sanders has ran. He has 63 attempts all season. Miles Sanders is not coming back. He's not going to be an Eagle next year. Be a free agent after this year?
No.
Hold on. I don't think he's going to be an Eagle. I think they're going to look to trade him this offseason. Obviously, he's going to fit for Sirianni for some reason. So, it was an impressive win, I guess, if you want to call it. Were you impressed with the win? Or do you just take it because it's the Lions?
I'll take it more. I was more impressed. I want to say it's alive because it wasn't like it was a close game.
Yeah, it was never close. It was 38-0 at one point. From what I heard from Barron, so he told me it was 38-0. I said, "What?" I was like, "Seriously?" Yeah, but. What were your thoughts on the game, Stevie? Did you catch any of the game?
Yeah. This was a game very few saw coming from the Eagles. Based on how they played the last 2 weeks, Philadelphia rushed for 236 yards in the victory once Nick Sirianni actually committed to the ground game. So I thought for sure the Lions would get their first win, but obviously that wasn't the case.
Yeah, I don't know when the Lions are going to get their first win. Let's look at this a little bit. Steelers, Browns, Bears, Vikings, Broncos, Cardinals, Falcons, Seahawks, and Pats. Do any of those games, do you think they're going to win? If I had to say, I would say the last game of the season, maybe against the Packers, if the Packers have home field advantage or bye week wrapped up. That's the only win I see, is if the Packers have home field advantage or bye week wrapped up and they don't play their starters. The only way they win. The rest, I don't see a snowball chance. You agree with that, Stevie? Or when?
Yeah, I agree with it.
Yeah, I agree with it too.
Yeah. I mean, it could surprise us, but I just don't see that happening.
Yeah.
What else games do you want to talk about, guys? Tennessee and Colts. I saw some little bit of this. Kenneth, did you see any of this?
No, I saw some highlights. I didn't see the game itself. What?
It was 24-24 late in the fourth quarter. Went through a pick six near his end, near their end zone. He threw a pick six. He avoided a safety, but he threw a pick six. And then they were down 31-24, I think under a minute left. And they drove downfield, tied the game, sent it to overtime. And he threw another pick to seal the victory for the Titans. Despite Winston having a pretty good season this far, he cost the Colts a game. No question about that. I think it was probably two bad mistakes, obviously. So it is what it is. Wins didn't put this team in for victory, but Did you see any of the game, Stevie?
Yeah, I saw this game. I mean, the Colts had their chances to win this game. They quickly jumped out to a 14-0 lead in the first quarter and picked up Tannehill twice, but that wasn't enough for Indy to pick up the win against Tennessee.
Yeah. As you said, they had every chance to win that game. But Carson made a couple crucial mistakes, and fortunately they lost. They should have won the game. Yeah, it sucks. Because it would have been 4-4 and Titans would have been 5-3. They would have been one game behind the Titans, especially with Henry going down. Now they have to win the division by one game in order to win the division instead of possibly being a tie. But, any more games you guys want to? Cowboys and Vikings. That was an interesting game. Not the game I expected. I thought the Cowboys were due for a loss. Especially because Cooper Rush started. I thought the Vikings were going to come out and I thought they were going to blow them out. But Cowboys are better than I guess I thought. Even though I've had them in my top three. Top four in my ranking. I thought the Cowboys were due for a loss. But what were your guys' thoughts on the Cowboys game?
I think it was interesting. I mean, it was a defensive game back and forth, let's put it that way. You had to be impressed with the Cowboys being able to convert third downs, holding the Vikings from like only one third down conversion out the whole game. It's one. Impressive. Still sickening, but impressive. Cooper Rush.
I think they were lucky to get
away. Yeah. Cooper Rush just played like mistakes. Cooper played to not make mistakes. You know, they overcame the turnovers, the Vikings giving the ball over three different times to win.
Yeah.
I think their defense being able to hold them to only one third down conversion was a major deciding point of the whole game.
Exactly. And that blown coverage by the Minnesota secondary in the second half when the Cowboys cut the touchdown to Wilson. That was a lucky play. That was blown coverage right there. What were your thoughts, Stevie, on the game?
I thought the game was impressive. I mean, if the Kings, you know, I mean, if we're Minnesota, if you lose a home game to the opposing team's backup quarterback, you get an F. Especially you do it the right way the Vikings did. I mean, you got two. The game wasn't really that bad, really, if you look at it.
Yeah. It wasn't a great game, but it wasn't a bad game. It kept me into it. As I said, I was disappointed in the Vikings. I thought the defense was going to pressure up Cooper Rush more and he was going to play back and suck, but he was decent for what he was. Nothing special. But what else do we miss? The Buccaneers and Saints game. Do you guys watch this game?
Any? I didn't watch the game, no.
You see me?
Yeah, I watched
I watched, I did watch the game, actually. The Saints seem to have Tom Brady's number. The one team that gets him off his spot and makes him look uncomfortable throughout the game, Brady, he still threw for 375 yards for 4 touchdowns. So,
yeah. And Gronk got injured
that,
again, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. It seems like Gronkowski's, like, never healthy.
Yeah. That's his, like, in the last 5 years, he hasn't been healthy. Even when he came back, he's still not healthy. He missed 1 year, not healthy. He missed 1 year, right? Yeah. He did WWE for a couple months, which was that's another story for another day.
That's a bad one, short one.
And Stevie, your pick, I'll give you praise like I said I would. Patriots over the Chargers. I was bold, and they did it.
Yeah, you know, everybody was picking the Chargers, but you know what? I still knew the Patriots would pull this off. I mean, with New England it was a gutsy win by the Patriots though. But
yeah,
on the road,
that was a good pick,
Stevie.
Good job.
Yeah. Well, I figured the Patriots were due for a win, so it was a close game.
Yeah. The Rams beat the Titans. The Jets beat the Bengals. Everybody picked the Bengals. That was a surprise. Disappointing if you're a Bengals fan, because you could have put, now you're 5-3. You just, now you're not in control. Now you gave new life to the Ravens. Because now you're basically tied to them. You're holding the tiebreak because you beat them last week, but still, you could put yourself further into getting the division win, but that wasn't the case. Browns. Any more games you guys want to talk about? Any games you want to talk about?
Not really.
How about you, Stevie?
We could talk about the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins. I mean,
oh yeah, go ahead.
For Buffalo, in a showing that was fitting for Halloween, the Bills' offense didn't look alive in the first half, but then it rose from the dead. In the second half, the Bills won this game by 23 points. I mean, they look like they struggled on defense, though. In the beginning, but towards the end, they pulled it off. So,
and they won by 15, 26-11.
Yeah, I know.
They did what they had to do. They won despite not having a good first half. They found their defense came through, as always.
Second half,
and they got the victory.
They did pretty well. But Miami won the game. Worst. Yeah. Yeah. They did win. But Miami, man, I think their coach is going to get the pink slip because their record is brutal.
That's good for us, right, Kenneth?
Yeah.
Then, if they can get the number one pick somehow, oh, it's good in the world.
yeah.
But yeah, the Niners beat the Bears. Panthers beat the Falcons. Yeah, there's not any other games you want to talk about, Stevie? I know Clarence doesn't have any more.
No, not really.
Okay. Who was your MVP of the week, Stevie?
My MVP of the week, if I had to pick one, if I had to pick an MVP of the week, it would probably be, let me see here. Matthew Stafford, really.
Good pick. How about you, Curtis?
Yeah, I'll probably have to go with Stafford. Matthew Stafford from the Rams. Had a good game.
I'll go with I'll go with the Eagles running backs as MVP. Jordan Howard and the rookie, what's his name? Not the rookie. Boston Scott and Jordan Howard. I'll go with those two. Team of the week, I'm going to say the Eagles. Believe it or not, I'll say the Eagles.
Yeah, I agree with you.
How about
that?
You? Stevie?
I would say the Eagles.
Yeah. They had the most impressive outing. They scored the most points all week. Yeah. And if I had a second one, it would probably be the same for Stevie. As Stevie said, the Saints kind of own Tom Brady, so. But, yeah. What else? So week 9 starts out with the Jets and Colts on Thursday Night Football. Carson Wentz has short week to redeem himself. I think he does. I think this starts the Colts. Start off to the maybe division title. I think he redeems himself this weekend. Beats the Jets. I'm not gonna say easily, but the Jets beat the Bengals, so I say the Colts.
Yeah, Colts are definitely gonna win that game.
You had.
I'm gonna have to go with the Colts. I mean, actually. For the Jets and Colts game, you mean?
Yeah. Who do you
have? I'm going with the Jets to beat the Colts this week.
Oh yeah, you didn't have the Jets. Okay.
Yeah, I had the Jets.
I have your picks right here, so Saints and Falcons. I'm going with the Saints.
That's no brainer. I have to go with the Saints too.
Yeah, the Saints easily win that. Yeah, I think the Saints defense will win this game.
Yeah, definitely. Cowboys and Broncos.
I am going out on a limb
and say the Broncos.
I picked the Cowboys.
Yeah, I probably think it's going to be a healthy Cowboys team, so I'm definitely going with the Cowboys.
Patriots and Panthers. I got the Patriots.
I got the Patriots, too.
Ravens and Vikings. I got the Vikings.
I got the Ravens.
Yeah, I'll take the Ravens, too. So.
Bengals and Browns, Battle of Ohio. I got the Bengals here. I think they bounce back.
I picked the Bengals too.
Bengals should win. Just bounce back game.
Definitely. Bills and Jags, is that even a question?
I got Buffalo.
I got the Bills. Not even a question.
Yeah, Buffalo should win.
Texans and Dolphins. Interesting. How they almost made a trade and they played each other this week. I'm going with Dolphins.
I picked the Texans.
Yeah, the Texans are definitely going to win that one.
Raiders and Giants. I'm going to take the Giants with the news that came out. And they're going to, I think the Raiders are going to be distracted and because of all the media stuff. Taking the Giants. Chargers and Eagles. Oh, you got the Raiders side?
Yeah.
Who you got?
The Raiders.
Taking the Raiders side, man?
Mm-hmm.
Chargers and Eagles. I'm taking the Chargers. Chargers are going to bounce back.
Yeah, I'm picking the Chargers, too.
Well, I want to go pick the Eagles in this one.
Chiefs and Packers, the game of the week. Or maybe, yeah, the game of the week, I think. I think the Chiefs get their second. This is in Green Bay or Kansas City?
Kansas City.
I pick the Chiefs.
I'm taking the Chiefs.
Well,
Cardinals and Packers.
Packers.
You going with Packers?
Yep.
Cardinals and 49ers. I'm taking the Cardinals.
Cardinals too, yeah.
Yeah, the Cardinals.
How about you, Cardinals?
The Cardinals.
Titans and Rams on Sunday Night Football. SoCal Stadium. I'm taking the Rams.
I picked the Titans.
I'm definitely going to take the Rams in this one.
And Monday Night Football, Steelers and Bears. I'm going to take the Bears.
I'm taking the Steelers.
Steelers all the way.
Did I miss anything? Any games?
No.
But the Jets? I didn't miss any games. Any more thoughts, guys, before we head out?
No, not really. No.
That's that. This is Eric and Cliff, and see you for the end of a hard hit. See you guys next week, probably next Tuesday.
Yeah.
See you later, guys.
Yeah.
Later.